Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russian airplane has crashed near Moscow soon after taking off, killing 71 people on board. Investigators said they were looking into possible causes. Temperatures were around minus 5 degrees Celsius with periodic snowfall when the Antonov 148, operated by Saratov Airlines, took off for the city of Orsk. That's about 1,500 kilometers southeast of Moscow. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country had dealt severe blows to Iranian and Syrian forces inside Syria and would continue to combat any further aggression. The weekend raids came after Syrian air defenses shot down an Israeli fighter jet. It all began with an alleged Iranian drone entering Israeli airspace. David Lesh is a Middle East scholar at Trinity University.
The Israelis, you know, for a while when they look across the Golan Heights, that is the border between Syria and Israel, they tend to see not Syria, they tend to see Iran. And if that's the case, Israel is going to take action, not going to hesitate to take military action against what they deem as a threat to their interests.
The U.S. supports the Israeli airstrikes. Egyptian security forces killed 12 militants, arrested 92, happened in a continuing crackdown in Sinai, part of the campaign to crush Islamist insurgents. Blamed for a string of attacks, President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi ordered the defeat. Militants within 3 months after an attack on a mosque killed more than 300. Separatist fighters in Cameroon killed 3 soldiers, wounded 4 others in an attack. In the English-speaking southwest, separatists have killed 25 in raids this year. This is VOA News.